with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Many people don't know it. You're not to have peace one day and then strife the next day. Peace one day and then worryation, is that a word? Worry the next day. Peace one day and then afraid of everything happening the next day. No. Peace is our covenant. The covenant is peace. That's to govern us every day, every waking moment, every minute, every step. Why? This is the Zoe life. This lead, I'm telling you, when we get into this, you're going to see where this thing leads us to, where you don't have to strive for anything. You don't have to pray so hard because you become a worshiper. And God seeks the worshipers. You open your mouth, he comes. Before you ask, he answers. You feel him there all the time. You didn't even open your mouth, but you feel him because you've welcomed him there. He says, I and my Father will come and sup with you. We'll abide with you. Not just in you, but through you and around you, tangibly. Amen. Stuff will happen in your life and you'll recognize my hand is there. Amen. Angels are around you. Amen. You're living in a dimension called heaven right here on earth. Amen. Answers will come to you. Amen. Revelation will flow to you. Amen. There'll be nothing you need to know that you won't know. Amen. There'll be nothing you need that won't be brought to your hand. Presence. In eternity, there's no future. In eternity, there is no future and there is no past. Amen. Only presence. Ha. Huh. Don't try to understand that. Believe it first. Amen. Amen. And then let understanding follow. God will just sprinkle you. The basic meaning for temptation is anything that will cause you to strive. Somebody being rude to you. Go to pay the light bill and folk acting crazy. In the grocery store, can't get no clerk to wait on you. I don't know where it's at. We out of that. You just saw a whole bunch of ma'am. No, we out. You want to call the manager. But see, temptation is anything. Anything that would tempt you or cause you to get into strife. I'm talking about the Zoe life now. The life that it takes. You watching every step you take. Come on, it's a high life. The Zoe life is the highest and the best that God offers to the creature. It's the Zoe life. He said it in John 10:10. The first part he said the thief comes, but he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. That abundant life is the Zoe life, the Zoe life. That's God's purpose for you. But you got to know the way of peace. Amen. Amen. You got to know the path of peace. Anything. Here it is. Temptation You're drawn away. You're tempted when you're drawn away. God don't tempt you. God ain't tempting you to punch somebody in the eye. No. That's not God. You're drawn away. And that temptation is anything that would cause you to strive. Now, are you starting to feel, I'm going to call it the burden of the Lord? If you're going to walk, if you're going to talk this talk and walk this walk, you see, gifts are free. Presence is expensive. God said, you want my presence to stay? Here's what it costs you. It's worth every penny and then some.
Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time. The basic meaning for temptation is anything that causes you to strive. Peace has to become the habitual state of the believer. Amen. I said, peace has to be. If you want this Zoe life that lies ahead of you, and you want to enter into there, you want to enter into that way of peace that has the Zoe life, peace has to become your habitual state. It's by choice. Amen. Now again, you have authority because we're commissioned, but you have power through your encounters with God. Your time with God brings you power. Amen. Amen. See, the enemy has power, but no authority.
Amen.
We have authority, but we need to match him with power.
Amen.
You come at me with this, I come at you with this.
Amen.
And I have the authority.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, now boom. But if you just come at him with authority and no power, all right. He may hide from him, but he's coming back. Because you ain't got no knockout punch. You ain't got no dunamis. You got the badge, but no gun. Gun, no bullets. Encounter. Significant, important. That's why when we come for presence.
Amen.
So much is imparted to us without words, just from presence. You don't have to be able to verbalize. It's beyond words, beyond our language. What God can do just by us being in his presence. I'm telling you, ultimately, it will affect your body, your mind, your perspective. The whole narrative of your life can change just through an encounter in God's presence. When you leave the place of peace, hear me. And this is where many struggle in their mind. When you leave the place of peace, it's rare that you can hear God's voice.
Amen.
And you praying hard. And you listening out, but you can't hear. Because you've left the path of peace. The way of peace. You've not known the way of peace. You don't have to struggle to hear God's voice. He'll talk. You got to try to make him talk. He'll talk. But can you hear? Can you hear him? Can you hear Holy Spirit? And not just audible or voice or words. He'll talk to you in many ways. Are you listening? Can you hear? If you're at peace, like Jesus, that woman touched the tassel on his garment, but he felt virtue leave. The disciples were flabbergasted. Lord, all these people, all this noise, everybody pushing and shoving, and you say somebody touched you? Everybody touching you. He said, no, somebody touched me. Someone touched me because I sense virtue leave. Someone touched me in faith.
Amen.
You can discern Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will talk to you through somebody else's faith.
Amen.
And I don't mean them sharing testimony and telling you all about something going on. There were times where Paul perceived that there was faith for healing there. It wasn't that the person was saying anything. He perceived it.
Amen.
God can talk to you like that.
Amen.
Instruct you on things to do just by you perceiving. But you have to be in that place of peace.
Amen.
In order to be able to hear.
Amen.
And when I say hear, it's not always you hearing with your ear. Sometimes you hear with your eyes. Can I say that? Sometimes you hear with your heart. Sometimes it's all kind of things. A little gentle breeze may blow and you heard something.
Amen.
God said something through that.
Amen.
But you have to know the way of peace to come into that realm where heaven's on the earth. The atmosphere of heaven is on the earth. And that's what we're to do. We're to usher in a kingdom whose atmosphere is peace. Everything about it is peace. When we leave, or I'm going to say you, not we, or somebody, whenever somebody leaves the place of peace, you block the messages that come out of your heart or out of your spirit, and you shift to think with the part of your brain that is used for survival. Fight or flight. You trigger something, you start thinking otherwise. Now you start panicking. Now you start thinking you gotta settle that. Now you think you gotta do something like Saul. Samuel didn't show up and the people were getting angry with Saul and anxious. And so Saul went and offered the sacrifice. As soon as he did it, Samuel showed up. Said, Saul, what is this you've done? Well, I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And you lost your kingdom and lost your life. You lost the presence. God withdrew from Saul. And what happened? An evil spirit began to torment him. I'm going to say that again. I have it written. When you leave the place of peace, a person blocks the messages that are coming from their heart. The river stops flowing. There's blockage. And when that happens, a shift takes place and you start to think out of another side of your brain. Instead of your heart, your spirit governing, now your brain kicks in, and guess what? That part of your brain that kicks in is fight or flight. I'm gonna deal with this myself, or I'm getting out of this. I can't handle this. Fight or flight, survival. You know, the human nature is good at trying to take over from God. Human nature will always, at some point in time, try to say, God, I got this. Thanks for bringing me this far, but I got it from here. That's not the way of peace. Are you starting to feel the burden? I'm talking about the burden of the Lord. Because it requires, see, the gift you got is free. You have a gift and you don't even have to have character. You could be a liar, a cheat, a thief, a Jacob. And still, the gift will work. There's a gift. It's free. But presence is expensive.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.